Rabbit, rabbit. Yeah. October the 1st. 7:23 a.m. October the 1st, 2024. A Tuesday. All day. On a mostly blue sky morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's a chilly one. It is a chilly one. Degrees. Yeah. It's quite a shock after the 60 degree mornings. 40 degrees. I'm not exactly sure what happened. Some kind of cold air mass moved in. So it's already been a productive morning. I've done my usual. Wrote my haiku. Got my post of the day in. Well, my hearing aid is falling out. That's unusual. Probably because I didn't get it seated properly to begin with. Yeah, that's better. Bread baked. Didn't come out quite as dark this time. I'm not exactly sure why. I cooked it for exactly the same amount of time. It looks good. We'll stop right there. It looks really good. It smells really good. And just in the nick of time, I'm down to the last heel end of the last loaf from the last batch. I've gone through it pretty quickly. Programs instant yeast this time, same as last time, when I got kind of stuck at the end of the day and needed to actually put the dough in the fridge when I had actually expected I was going to bake it that day. But the 4 grams didn't seem to make that much difference between 4 grams and 2 grams. Still pondering the difference between that and cake yeast or live yeast. Instant yeast is alleged to have a slightly slower rise time, slightly slower than the instant active versus instant. Oh, the flowers, the snowballs are out. Oh, good. I'm sure they were there yesterday, I just didn't notice. Crow having issues. There's been several crows. I saw several crows this morning on the walk. It's flitting about here and there. I like seeing crows. So the bread is baked. I got groceries yesterday. I have an eye doctor appointment at 11 for my annual screen and check. The glass company is coming sometime today. They're supposed to call and give me an idea of when they're going to be here. the Mylocks will show up about just about the time I'm supposed to be at the doctor's office. But I've got that covered. It's not like there's nobody in the house. I mean, I don't remember the last time there was nobody in the house. There's almost always somebody. School bus, second school bus I've seen this morning. Moving slow. I was moving along really pretty good before, but I seem to have slowed down. I'm not sure exactly why. See if I can pick up the pace a little bit. Get back. Got my blog post. Got my accounting numbers done. Got stuff done this morning already. Still things I want to do, still things that need getting done today. I botched the grocery run yesterday. Tide changed packaging. I'm used to going in and grabbing the free and gentle because it's the only laundry detergent in the Tide lineup that's in a white can or a white jug. Except now, they've got another one. Hygienic Clean, which is problematic. So I started to rush right out yesterday and get a new one. The right one. But I just said, Amazon, send me some. And I got back and found out that one of the two lights on the oven hood had gone out. And I had neglected to replace the card with extra bulbs the last time it burned out. They last a good long time. We leave those bulbs running pretty much all the time. They're on every night, all overnight. That's our night light. Oh my. At least the road isn't closed today. We're not surrounded by heavy equipment. That was a lot of traffic. So I ordered some of those from Amazon as well. So yeah. The truck's going to be running whether I order anything or not, so putting a couple of extra items on the bus isn't really going to make that much difference. And by way of emissions and CO2, etc. I can't shake the feeling that we're pretty much screwed anyway. Too much money, too few people. Too many people looking out for number one and not looking out for the rest of us. Somehow not realizing that a total system collapse is going to take them out as well. You can't eat money. Boy, it looks like they've done a job here. Torn up the tar, it's down to ground to gravel. Morning. Bobcats in there, just waiting, I guess. Maybe they need to warm up before they're really useful, I don't know. Wow. This morning. Still recording? Oh yeah, alright, that's good. That's good. Tops of these trees are looking a little desperate. A couple of the little saplings that they planted here. You got a couple layers of leaves that are green on the lowest tier, but the upper branches are look pretty dead. Not like coming upon to get ready to say with me. Monk post. Not like the leaves are falling off and left them bare. Because the lower tier is still pretty green. And maybe they just left early, maybe they're not getting enough water and the top of the tree got sacrificed. I don't know. Anyway. Explore yesterday. Looked at Roger Bin, didn't do too much with it. It's like, I gotta get that going. I was thinking about that this morning. It's like, it was Louis L'Amour, I think, said. You have to turn on the faucet. And I'm feeling like I'm not leaving the faucet running long enough every day. It's not, as someone pointed out to me yesterday, it's not like I'm not writing every day. It's not like I'm not being creative every single day. It's not like I'm doing nothing. Getting up in the morning, playing through the day, going to bed at night. It's not like I haven't been torn down, burnt out. A few steps forward, a few steps back. The last 2 or 3 years have been pretty rough. But I need to want. I need to get this book out. I need to clear it away. There's some other stuff I'd like to write, I think. Ishmael and Zoya. Some interesting stories probably there. Starting up. There's a theme with those characters that's problematic, that is antithetical to the reason that they were created to begin with. And several people have pointed it out. I won't name check you, but several people have pointed out that Ishmael is no longer that guy. He's hanging out with rich people. He's the captain of his own ship. He's the owner of his own destiny, and he has enough money that he doesn't need to worry for the rest of his natural extended lifetime. And while there are stories about overcoming obstacles that money won't help, and he has a couple of those, so does Zoya for that matter, so does Pip. I keep hearing common people. The song. William Shatner and whatever his name is. I hate it when I can't come up with a name that I know perfectly well I know, and yet can't seem to put the name with the face. I can see him singing into a microphone in that silly William Shatner piece, Common People. He'll never live like common people. Watching roaches on the wall with a phone call, you can end it all. You don't need to leave a comment and tell me who it is, because I'll go home and look it up and stop it from nibbling at the edges of my brain all day. Pretend you have no money. Yeah. So there are the stories I want to tell. And maybe they don't involve what I've always written about. But the cat has taken on a lot of the aspect of Cape Grace. Well, that's weird. I don't know why that's happened. Apparently it stopped recording at some point, like at minute 21. And you missed my soliloquy on the joys of October and why blueberry pie here sucks. I'll spare you that, because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.